This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran has issued a warning to the U.S. over potentially targeting two cargo ships in the Mideast, long suspected of serving as forwarding operating bases for Iranian commandos. It comes just after America and the United Kingdom launched a massive airstrike campaign against Yemen's Houthi rebels. We have more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
As an anti-U.S. protest rages on in Yemen's capital, U.S. officials say at least 30 Houthi rebel targets were hit. It's the second wave of strikes meant to cripple the Iranian-backed militant groups that have been attacking U.S. forces and shipping traffic after the Israel-Hamas war began. The strikes, in coordination with British forces, were fired by U.S. fighter jets and warships in the Red Sea. They follow Friday's U.S. air assaults in Iraq and Syria. This protester in Yemen says the U.S. is to blame for Middle East tensions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara tells us more about the timing of the U.S. strikes.
Less than 3 hours before the strike, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden attended the dignified transfer of three U.S. Army reservists. They were killed Sunday in a drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan that the U.S. attributes to the Islamic resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group backed by Iran. The timing of the U.S. strikes was determined mostly by weather, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA during a phone briefing Friday.
It had no connection, none whatsoever, with the timing of the dignified transfer today at Dover Air Force.
The dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware, was attended by the grieving families, military officials, including Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and lawmakers from the state of Georgia.
VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara. This is VOA News. Israel has issued its most detailed warning yet to Hezbollah, neighboring Lebanon, that it would be ready to attack immediately if provoked. The military recounted its actions along the northern border during 4 months of war in Gaza and made a rare acknowledgement of dozens of airstrikes inside Syria against the militant group. Israel stresses that it does not choose war as its first priority. The comment followed the defense minister's warning that a ceasefire in Gaza against the militant group Hamas would not mean Israel wouldn't attack its ally Hezbollah as needed. Efforts to close wide gaps between Israel and Hamas in pursuit of a ceasefire has continued. After 2 years of full-scale war, a survey shows Ukrainians are more united than ever in their rejection of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his ambitions for their country. But pride at their success in standing up to a much larger adversary is tempered by anxiety over future support from the international community. VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gangazi reports.
Full-scale invasion, Ukrainians are unbowed. A new survey by the National Democratic Institute, a research organization funded by the U.S. and other Western governments, finds 77% of Ukrainians are optimistic about their country's future and are doing what they can to help with the war effort. Yet today, as battlefield losses mount and the war settles into a punishing stalemate, Ukrainians are adopting a more realistic perspective on the war, says Marcin Waletsky, Ukraine's country director at the National Democratic Institute.
In May 2022, majority of Ukrainians were thinking this is going to be up to 6 months. Right now, 43% believe the war will continue for at least another 12 months.
Miroslava Gungadze, VOA News.
Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Khan were sentenced to 7 years in prison and fined by a court that ruled their 2018 marriage broke the law, according to his party. Details from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The Khans both denied wrongdoing. It was the third ruling against Khan this week and comes ahead of national elections on Thursday that he's barred from contesting. 71-year-old Khan has been sentenced to 10 years for leaking state secrets in recent days and 14 years, along with his wife, for illegally selling state gifts. His representatives say he will launch appeals in all three cases. Khan is in prison in the garrison city of Rawalpindi, while his wife will serve her sentence at their hilltop mansion in nearby Islamabad. He already faces a 10-year disqualification from holding public office. The couple will also fined $1,800 each.
Tommy McNeil, VOA News.